Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the crazy surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get three wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
Why is gold pushing to all-time highs? Simply because the cost of living is up almost 18% since 2021. The $34 trillion national debt has investors worried when this house of cards will come crashing down. This is why so many Americans are turning to Birch Gold Group. Text COAST to 989898 and get your free info kit on gold and to see how Birch Gold can help you convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold. Text COAST to 989898 now.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
It is Coast to Coast AM that you are listening to. Connie Willis with you here. Yes, absolutely. If you've been a part of my shows, Blue Rocker, if you are a Blue Rocker and Blue Rock Talk, we study all the different genres across the board. Bigfoot, Dogman, aliens, UFOs, hauntings, and all the other different things, and we go into them deeply, and we compare notes along the way. We've noticed they all have lights. They all have telepathy. Maybe name something differently. It's kind of like with the aliens, it's telepathy. With the Bigfoot, it's mind speak. And then when you get into the haunting world, the ghost world, the psychic world, it's, you know, Aunt Betsy or my guide or something, right? So those things across the board. And then you keep going deeper and deeper into each one. And there's always some sort of lights and orbs and things like that where people don't even realize, oh, that is true. Wait a minute. Oh, I did see that when I was even ghost hunting. I did see that one. So, hey, Blue Rock Talk, ConnieWillis.com. Check it out. And be a part of that too. And we'll get Dr. Lynn over there too. I always say Dr. Lynn, I'm sorry, but it's Dr. Lynn. I think it's Keetai. Duman and Keetai. Then Keetai, it's right? Keetai. I want to make sure I get it all the way right.
That's why I became Dr. Keetai. Lynn when I was doing health reporting for NBC.
It's just Dr. Keetai. Call her Dr. Lynn. She's good.
like a key and a tie. And I really appreciate, Connie, that you're sharing our study, which is really specific for the Phoenix Lights and the Phoenix Lights, and we can talk about that more, characteristics of the orbs and the craft. And there were multiple craft. We can get into that. Most people don't know that. But if, specifically, which because it's 26 years and it's been so long and it's so hard to find. Many of the people have either moved or deceased that actually were there on March 13th, 1997. So if there's anyone out there that either saw the Phoenix Lights at that time around the late 90s in the Southwest area, Southwest states, or know somebody, please, please direct them to the survey. We really, really appreciate that. And, of course, everyone is welcome who had similar sightings, and they're happening worldwide. That's what's so exciting. And the other thing that's really exciting, Connie, and poignant, is that we learned from the survey that people are so eager and appreciate taking it. I don't know if you found that with your survey, but people really appreciate that that they can participate and share their experience with someone who's open to hearing it. And that in itself makes the study an important step in getting this topic out in the open and addressing it and accepting it and finding out after studying it what's really going on and also hopefully who's driving these things so we can move forward on our own evolution.
That's right. And just to be clear, we didn't do scientific survey. We just go out on our own. We are there in the field, boots on the ground, and we are talking about it, seeing it, experiencing it, and the different people doing it in the different areas. You know, we're just putting it all together and, you know, doing it that way. It's not the scientific survey. So I want to make that clear. But no, we're just out there doing it and being a part of it. And as it happens live, we're just like, oh, my gosh. So
yeah,
it's really exciting that way.
It's important.
Yeah, it is.
To let people share. I mean, that's one of the main reasons I came forward, not only as a scientist and trying to be as scientific as I can with the data, but as a physician and as an experiencer, I know how that feels, to let people know they're not alone in this and they're not crazy, even though most anomalies can be explained. Only a small percentage cannot. But just because we don't have the technology yet to definitively define what these things are, it doesn't mean they're not real. I always
That's right.
Like, looking on the AM dial for an FM frequency. So, yeah, so it's terrific.
That's a good way to put it. On the AM dial looking for the FM frequency or vice versa. That's a great way to say it. And you're right. The technology isn't there for us to measure. We can't measure what it is that these things are. It's different. They're just different. They're not us. They go against all the laws that we've ever been taught. And even in our mind, they are not supposed to exist. And when you see things, you're like, that does not compute. And you got to even sometimes remind yourself or convince yourself, I did just see that. You know, I'm not a nut and I did just see that, because that's the way it is. Now, I like to focus on the experience, the feeling, the thought, and what it did and how I felt and what happened. And I love when people deal with the evidence like you and get all the facts, because then I don't have to. That's what you all do. That's good for you. That's a lot of work.
There's a lot of facts that people don't know.
That's right. And that's what I want to hear from you. What are the things that people don't know, and what is it that they've got wrong?
Well, first of all, which really, it'll be interesting how history's greatest mysteries, their take on the Phoenix Lights case, because there is so much mis and disinformation out there. The media, because there were thousands of people, for anybody that doesn't know out there, on March 13th, 1997, while the Hale-Bopp comet was very clear in the northwest sky, there were thousands of people outside looking up to get a glimpse of it, when they also caught a glimpse of mile, and according to Peter Davenport from the National UFO Reporting Center, from all the data that he's accumulated for the last 26 years, one of these objects was 8 miles wide. Now, we're talking about either these orbs that people would describe, and the same that the air traffic controllers described to me as 6 points of light, totally equidistant from each other, hovering in equidistant formation over a mile wide, that seemed to be attached to something, but they couldn't quite see what these orbs were attached to or had a force field holding them in rock solid formation. And actually, 2 months before the mass sighting, when I called the next morning, and I was taking pictures of this, if you go on the Phoenix Lights Network website photo page, and a unique collection of 35 millimeter. No one else has them, and they've been analyzed by military and university optical experts. No one can explain what they are, but they said that this line actually turned against the wind. These lights were like attached to something or had a force field in between, and rock solid formation turned against the wind as a unit and then elevated slowly and moved slowly behind South Mountain. And when I asked them, well, what was it? Not only did it not show up on radar, okay, you mentioned that earlier, but they ruled out everything that could have possibly be. And again, the same thing happened on March 13th over Class B restricted airspace. As I mentioned, Kurt Russell was coming into the airport while I was shooting it and on videotape. He was actually reporting it. And what came to be was technology that was so far advanced. We haven't seen anything that comes close. And now we're talking about the hardware here. Not only 1 to 8 miles wide, these orbs that seem to be attached to something. Some people saw these orbs detach from the main object, go out into the environment, and then redock with it. And if you look at the pictures that I took on 35 millimeter from 1995, the same exact phenomena is in the same exact location as I photographed 2 months before the mass sighting and during the mass sighting when we were focused on the close orbs in a pyramid formation right outside our bedroom window. That's a whole story in itself. But they were there 2 years before, the same exact thing, in the same exact location. So they've been around a long time in native cultures in Arizona and worldwide. Indigenous cultures here believe that these orbs are either spirit world or ancestors coming to give them guidance and knowledge and inspiration. And I have to admit, for whatever reason, I would have never chosen to do this. I have been inspired to not only collect the data, but disseminate it in as credible a way as I can. And that's how the Estrellas got its name. The native culture is right there. The Gila shared with me that the Spaniards of the day that saw these phenomena called the mountains that they were showing up near the Estrella mountain range and believe that there's a portal or gateway there in that area where South Mountain and the Estrellas intersect. And if you look on my website photo page, you'll see that these phenomena keep popping up in that area, which is quite riveting in and of itself. But talking about the technology of March 13th, the other thing that's amazing is after a 12-year study of hundreds of reports, two or more people had to see the same craft. People were seeing actual craft at rooftop level, 30 miles an hour, just gliding right over their heads. Some saw it take off at blank speed. Some saw it split in two. If you go to the GAP page, GAP, Geospatial Animation Project, on the Phoenix Lights Network website, you'll see beautiful illustrations by Larry Lowe and also animations. One of the animations.
With the GAP, okay, I see it. Okay.
What Governor Fife Symington saw. And one of them was a boomerang craft that covered Prescott. I mean, it's just amazing. Now, whether it was one craft that could morph, there were 10 different craft. Whether it was one craft that could morph.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid Kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or a ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Health Aid Kombucha.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the craziest surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL Draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get three wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
Because we've all seen that.
You know, a lot of people have seen that where it's like one shape and then it goes into something else and you're like, what just happened? And then it jerks to the left or the right or just stays there. Whatever. It's just crazy. It doesn't make any sense to us.
In fact, Daz, in his remote viewing, and we can get into that if you'd like, he actually mentions that. I mean, he had no idea. This was done in 2014 where he had no idea what he was remote viewing. And that's a whole other story. But getting back to the craft, whether it was one craft that could morph into looking different or the perspective from where the person was standing or a parade, and that's what most people don't know. The mass sighting, not only was there multiple things happening at the same time in different locations, but it wasn't just one or two events, as you would hear in the media. Sure, they just grabbed on to the 8 to 10 period p.m., because most people were outside looking up at the sky at the Hale-Bopp Comet, and that's when they saw something unusual and made their calls to Air Force Base or the news or whatever. But in actuality, the sighting began at 3 p.m. in the afternoon, daylight sighting in Arizona, 5 o'clock hour, the same phenomena were seen in New Mexico by Native Americans, 7 o'clock hour and beyond in California, the 10 o'clock hour. There were two commercial airline pilots that called into radar because they were seeing one of these massive over-mile-wide craft covering Las Vegas. That's a whole story in itself, which I get into in the book. And then it continued at 3 a.m. the next morning. There was a call from an alleged crewman from Luke Air Force Base to the National UFO Reporting Center, Peter Davenport, the director there, that aircraft was sent off from Luke Air Force Base to intercept one of these over-mile-wide craft hovering right over Central Phoenix at 7th Avenue and Indian School. And there were civilians that saw this happening. And as they approached, the lights dimmed, and then the entire craft blinked out and disappeared. And supposedly this crewman helped one of the pilots out of his aircraft because he was so shaken up by it. And Luke Air Force Base went on lockdown. We have a very professional recording from that interview in the documentary so people can hear it straight out. And the sightings continued. Very credible people, pilots and military, saw these phenomena up into 5:30, the last report that I'm aware of. I was told personally by the head of crew from Boeing crewman coming into Sky Harbor International Airport, and one of these massive over-mile-wide craft was hovering over their tarmac. So we're talking about not only over a dozen hours, which most people have no idea about, but also over four states, at least four states. We also have reports from Texas and Utah, and that's why, you know, we'd love to hear from those people if anybody saw anything similar.
This is only from the reports. I mean, there's other people that saw it that never even reported it in other areas.
Absolutely. And we wish they would join us in this survey and questionnaire, which is totally anonymous, by the way, totally confidential. Once you get into it, because we want people to be honest, we don't know your name, we don't know your IP address, nothing. and the feedback that we're getting, and we're still working on it. So, and there's a lot more data that I'm not even divulging yet that we will when we completed tallying everything and really.
We're gonna wait, man. Come on,
it's exciting. It's very exciting to have something. You know, it's wonderful what you're doing, and I know the free study as well by Ray Hernandez, if you've heard of that, that encompasses a whole lot more. We're trying to hone in on the Phoenix Lights because it was so poignant and powerful.
That's your thing, you know, that's your thing.
Yeah. But
you were born for this.
Well, whatever, I'm trying to make the best of it.
You are, you're doing great. You have not stopped. It's like it just happened still. And I love that about you. I love that you keep doing that. You know, stop for a second and think about it. Like we had Thomas Reed on earlier. He was talking about the Berkshire UFO incident, and it was the holiday weekend and everybody was out and they saw it. You're talking, they're looking for the comet they're out there, so they saw it. You know, I always tell people, quit looking down on your phones. Look up, look up, look up. In the day, at night, just look up.
I always say keep looking up, but that is a double entendre. Your audience knows that now. Not only is it looking up in the sky, but also the unexplained phenomena that are all connected.
Yes, they are.
As well. Yeah. And there's other things, if we have time, or we can get into it the next section.
No, go. Do your thing. I'll cut you off when I have to. Oh, yeah. Yeah. We got like a minute and a half.
Okay. Well, the biggest thing that was amazing after the mass sighting was that there was no investigation that we knew of. There was no explanation. It was uncanny. And even in May, when a councilwoman, she was also vice mayor of Phoenix, Frances Barwood, just innocently, she didn't see it, but so many of her constituents had called in to ask her. She got over 1,000 phone calls. Why isn't there an investigation? She mentioned it in a councilwoman meeting, and she was plastered by the media. I mean, the ridicule and the snickering and the discrediting that was rampant in the 90s and beyond. I was very happy to stay anonymous. I stayed anonymous for 7 years. The only people that knew what I had were a handful of investigators that were the University of Arizona and Brooks Institute of Photography and Navy optical physicist Dr. Bruce McAbee and others that were kind enough to keep my name out of it. I just wanted to know what we're dealing with. You know, was it a hoax? Was it military or whatever? And to date, it cannot be explained or denied. And I do hope people will take a peek at the photos on the photo page. But as the story continued, the story itself, and I'm just giving you the biggest highlights here, that people don't know about, is that on June 18th, a USA Today article came out, and for the first time, it was front page news. It went viral overnight, and we didn't have social media at the time, which was really interesting. By the next morning, it was unbelievable. It was on every national morning show, Peter Jennings, Dan Rather, and international media. We were deluged by media speaking with the witnesses, and their stories were so detailed and so heartfelt that they, too, were like aghast. Why isn't there an investigation? Why isn't there an explanation?
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the crazy surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL Draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get 3 wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills, We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.